For the last 46 years, Bill Schultz has played cello in the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. He also lives at the lowest spot on his block.
Hi, Abel.
Hey, Bill.
You can go steps or right up here if you want to jump.
Okay.
Even though he was the first one back on his street, Bill wasn't allowed, legally, to elevate his house. Well, not until this month.
I've been waiting for a FEMA clearance letter for 4.5 years, which I finally got. That's it. And that now allows me to elevate.
Bill's living room wall still has a water line 43 inches from the floor. The floors buckle a lot, and they slant also a lot, from the back left corner to the right front. Walking on them made me dizzy, like I was walking up a hill. Bill lost everything when his house flooded, including his mother's Steinway piano, but it's still there in the living room.
Do you feel like you've been in limbo like these entire...
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. Depressed last... And not only that, I was having health problems at the same time. Probably due to the heart attack, which is supposed to be fine now, but I was taking...
The heart attack brought on by the stress isn't what laid Bill out completely. That was the depression.
I was so weak all last year that I couldn't do anything. I mean, it was really... I just couldn't do anything except lie on that couch there and just kind of like hope things would get better, you know?
Mental health needs need to be first and foremost. You shouldn't have to have that heart attack to get the care.
Cecile Thibault is a licensed clinical social worker. For 10 years, she was the commander of the New Orleans Police Department's crisis unit, the folks who respond to 911 calls involving a mental health crisis.
And science will tell you that often stress and depression are the creators of your physiological problems. So if we can address the head early on, then maybe we won't be having all those strokes and heart attacks and suicides.
I think a good reflection to see of what a community is like is to go to your community emergency room and see what's coming in the door, because that's a last resort for a lot of people.
James Moises is an emergency medicine physician. He grew up in New Orleans, went to LSU, worked at Charity Hospital, and on the faculties at LSU and Tulane. These days, he's an ER physician at Tulane Medical Center.
We're seeing a lot more poverty, a lot more homelessness, a lot more people at the end of their rope. They can't get above water. They can't get access to care. They're having financial issues. They're having domestic issues. In my opinion, mental health issues clearly are on the rise since Katrina. Because just look at a lot of the situation for a lot of these people, whether it's people living in New Orleans East, Gentilly, neighborhoods that have not come back. They just seem like they've deflated. They've given up. And that results in depression and repetitive ER visits for different types of complaints and just hopelessness. I see that a lot, and that's what's concerning.
Cecile Thibault calls these stressed out, depressed folks the walking well.
They're going with the motions, but the little skip in their step isn't there, or the little twinkle in their eye isn't there. They're not planning for the future. They're just living for today. And, you know, you got to worry about those folks.
For some, depression leads to medical problems, but Thibault says it can also lead to aggression.
When we talk about violence, there's two main bursts to violence. How does violence originate? We have cognitive violence, and that's a very well thought out plan. That's sort of like, you have a bike, I don't have a bike, I have a gun, you don't have a gun, so I'm going to use my gun and get your bike. Then you have emotionally born violence, and that's violence based out of fear, paranoia, anger, resentment, untreated mental illness. It's very different. And I think we have seen a lot of emotionally charged violence around here.
Before Katrina, when Charity Hospital's crisis intervention unit was open, New Orleans had over 450 inpatient beds for the mentally ill. Now, at hospitals, we're down to around 60. There are 60 more in the Orleans Parish Prison. Without anywhere else to go, when someone has a mental health crisis, They go to the emergency room.
We get a lot that come in because they're depressed. So it might be a mother whose son just got killed or a child whose parent got murdered. It's not just three people got shot today. It's three people that got shot that have extended families who are now affected. And guess what? Tomorrow, another two people are going to get shot. And the next day, another person's going to get shot.
So what do you think happens to those people after they leave your care?
You know, it depends what environment they're going back home to. Are they going back to a house with no walls and no electricity? Are they alone? Do they have any kind of support system? You know, there is opportunity out there, but sometimes people need a little bit more than just opportunity. Again, we're talking about people with underlying mental illness, and they require a lot of resources. So as a society, what do we decide? Because you're paying for it one way or the other. If we don't do it on the front end, we're paying for it because they're coming to hospitals or they're going to jails or they're committing crimes, and society pays for it one way or another.
Moises says it's been nearly 7 years. Why can't we do better than this? Shame on us, he says. Shame on us. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.